Mark Robin is an economist with the Tax Foundation, and they're in Washington, D.C. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing all right, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Tell me what you do at the Tax Foundation.
Well, I'm an economist here, so, you know, at the Tax Foundation, we're looking at taxes all across the nation, national, federal, state, and local taxes, you know, trying to push for what we see as good tax policy.
Are you a partisan or nonpartisan?
We're nonpartisan, nonprofit, you know, working in the public interest. It doesn't mean we don't have a viewpoint. We do have a viewpoint, but, you know, that viewpoint is you know, taxes should be neutral, broadly based and simple, you know, so everyone can understand and everyone can benefit.
What's your viewpoint in Michigan?
Well, we think Michigan made some pretty positive changes recently, at least in the corporate income tax. You know, previously, you guys had sort of a dual tax, corporate tax system with a net income tax and then what's called, on top of that, what's called a gross receipts tax. The net income tax itself wasn't too bad, but the gross receipts taxes are generally just a poor form of tax. They're economically damaging. They don't really make sense. They're sort of an outdated form of taxation. And because it was levied, you know, in addition to the other, your net income tax, we scored that, you know, we counted that against you pretty significantly. And by our measure, you know, Michigan ranked 49th in the corporate income tax portion of our study. Now, our study also takes into account other tax sources other than corporate income tax. So overall, you were 18th. But then when you know, last year Michigan implemented tax reform. It didn't come into effect until this year. So what we did this year was, you know, we did sort of an estimate of theoretically what you would have ranked in our most recent edition of this report if that had been in effect when we did the report. And so you got rid of the gross receipts tax. That was good. You broadened the corporate tax base by getting rid of a lot of special tax preferences, and that on net was a good thing, and so you increased a lot.
So the State Business Tax Climate Index has seen Michigan go from 49th to 7th, and the Tax Foundation has now ranked Michigan from 18th to 12th overall. What's that mean, and do you think businesses are taking serious looks at Michigan?
Well, I certainly think it's an improvement, and, you know, taxes are one thing that businesses look at. They look at a lot of things. You know, they have to know, you know, that they're going to have a good employees where they're located. They, you know, they want to know if their suppliers are going to be nearby or where their customers are. So those all affect, you know, location decisions. But certainly taxes are, you know, it affects the bottom line pretty directly. And, you know, to the extent that you can simplify that and make it a less damaging system, I think that's going to have real benefits for Michigan. You know, previously the theory was, you know, levy this sort of damaging tax system and then offer a lot of special tax preferences to offset that damaging tax system. And that's sort of going to be, you know, that's one way to approach it, but that's sort of a losing battle. Why not just have a good tax system that you don't have to offer special, you know, tax breaks from that system? You know, the more tax breaks you have, it's sort of a signifier that you've got a broken system. You know, I think moving towards this reform certainly improved it. And again, I have to just emphasize that this is sort of a hypothetical recalculation of our results. So the official results won't come out until probably late this year, and that will include any other changes that other states potentially made as well.
What states are the best when it comes to taxes for a business, and what can Michigan do to get better?
Well, I think Michigan, number 12 is pretty good. You know, one of the things that, you know, the top 8 or 9 states have in common is that they all do without one of the major tax systems, either sales tax, personal income tax, or corporate income tax. And that's, you know, that can have its, I think that has its advantages, and obviously we reward states for that. You know, that eliminates a whole area of complexity for businesses, potentially reduces their compliance costs and potentially their overall tax burden. And so that's very good. So you know, being number 12, there's only a few states ahead of you that, you know, assuming this is where you rank next, you know, in our initial official results next year, there will only be a few states ahead of you that have all of the major tax systems. So you could still tinker around the edges. You could improve property taxes and unemployment insurance taxes, or you could get rid of one of the major tax systems, although that can be very difficult, and we understand that. But there's certainly some states that have made that choice and have gone down that road, or have never had one of those taxes.
During the past couple of years, I've read that North Carolina and Texas have really excelled in this area and have great climates for businesses. Is that still the case? Are they the best two?
Well, Texas is in our top 10. They're number nine. Although interestingly, North Carolina is in our bottom 10. And I don't know, what reports you've looked at. There are a number of other reports that look at things that are beyond just taxes. So our report's just looking at the tax structure and not even really tax burdens, but the, you know, tax laws. There are a lot of other reports which kind of go further and look at, what the workforce looks like and what the infrastructure looks like and things like that. So North Carolina may be doing well on those areas, but as far as, you know, just when we're looking at the tax system, I think actually North Carolina could make some improvements.
All right, and finally for you, is the country getting better as a whole when it comes to taxes and business?
It's tough to say. I mean, there's certainly been some a handful of small improvements in the last year or so. I think Michigan is probably the biggest improvement we've seen in recent times. A handful of states have made a few little changes here and there, but most of them have been pretty small, and a couple of states have made some negative changes as well. So it remains to be seen. We'll see. I'm hoping that, you know, the recession has made it kind of difficult for states, and in some ways, you know, sometimes that makes for actually better policy when they kind of have to sit down and look at their tax system, you know, very critically and reevaluate it.
Mark Robin is an economist with the Tax Foundation, and they're located in Washington, D.C. Thanks so much, Mark.
Yep. Thanks, Tony.